Lecture 26, Classical Era Orchestral Genres, The Symphony, Music for Every Person.
Welcome back to How to Listen to and Understand Great Music. This is Lecture 26, and it is entitled The Classical Era Orchestral Genres, The Symphony, Music for Every Person. We will spend the next two lectures examining the two most important genres of classical era orchestral music, and they are symphony and concerto. Please, first, some definitions and some necessary terminology. As we have already found out, I think much to our discomfort, many musical terms are extremely general and mean different things depending on the era during which they're used. For example, the word motet. Motet is a French word, and it means literally motet, word piece, the implication being that any piece of music that uses words, therefore is a vocal piece of music, could be a motet. And indeed, that is true. Motets are sacred and secular. Depending on whether we're in the High Middle Ages, the Renaissance, or the Baroque era, the word motet will mean a very different sort of piece of music, written for a different purpose, written for varying sizes of choruses, and sometimes chorus and instrumental ensemble. We've talked about the word cantata, cantata, sung piece, an Italian word. Again, a cantata has been many different sorts of music depending on the time and place the word was used. And on the other side of cantata is the word sonata, sonata, sounded piece. A sonata, depending on when and where it's used, could be almost any kind of instrumental or sounded music. The words symphony and sinfonia are also such commonly used words. Literally, symphony or sinfonia means two different things. It either means an ensemble, as in an instrumental ensemble we might call a symphony, or it means sounding together in symphony with each other. For our purposes here, my friends, we're going to make the following distinction and use the following terminology. A large group of diverse instruments playing together in symphony with each other, we will call an orchestra. Many of the multi-movement musical compositions written for such an instrumental ensemble, we will call symphonies. Again, for our purposes, the performing group, the ensemble, will be the orchestra, and many of the works they play will be called symphonies. This is the classical era usage of these words, and that's the usage we will take on. However, we've got to understand that the nature of instrumental works that are called symphony have changed, again, from era to era. The meaning of the word symphony, as it applies to music, has changed profoundly from era to era. For example, harpsichord works by Bach are sometimes called sinfonia. Why would he do such a thing? Well, a sinfonia was an Italian opera overture, and sometimes Bach would begin a suite of dances, a collection of dances, with an overture called sinfonia. So at certain times, solo harpsichord works have been called sinfonia. Sacred Baroque musical works for voices and orchestra were sometimes called sacred symphonies. Overtures and interludes from Baroque-era operas were called sinfonia, or plural, sinfoniae. There's the Pastoral Symphony from Handel's Messiah. And, of course, there are the countless nicknames given to symphonies to break the generic monotony of just saying Symphony No. 1 and Symphony No. 2. For example, there's Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony, the 6th, and the Eroica, the 3rd. There's Mozart's Prague Symphony, number 38, and the Jupiter, number 41. I would make a quick note right now. When talking about the G minor symphony, Kerschel 550, in previous lectures, I did not call that symphony number 40. I don't like to use numbers when talking about Mozart's symphonies. Generally, we understand that he wrote 41 symphonies, and the G minor, the one we studied, is understood to be number 40. However, these numbers have changed profoundly just in the last 60 and 70 years, as any number of symphonies originally ascribed to Mozart's pen have been disproven as having been composed by him. For example,